In the beginning, there was a creation of a small plastic case. In this case, there was an item called a DVD. When the DVD was placed inside the machine, the first movie was being watched. This allowed the Extra Features podcast to begin.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Extra Features Movie Podcast. This is episode number 184. Oh my god, 184. The countdown to 200 has begun.
It is. Maybe we can meet a little bit quicker this year and get it done by the end of the year.
Maybe. Well, I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
The intern.
So, Kevin, where have you been, man? We haven't seen you for like months. I looked in my trailer.
It's been a while. Well, you know, I had two big shows. I was in Boston for Boston Comic Con, now Fan Expo Boston. And we had Fan Expo Canada, so that kept me pretty busy for a few weeks. And now I'm just getting ready to go to Tampa.
I thought you weren't going.
No, there was a chance that if the weather was crappy that we may not go, but it looks like I am going.
Oh, good. Have fun.
I actually made it to the Fan Expo Canada on the Friday.
Oh, yeah?
But I was late. I didn't realize. I forgot that it was, like, only open till 7. So I get there at 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
So, what time did you arrive?
6. Got to the wrong entrance, too. I was at the south entrance. I forgot that they told me, well, you can't really go in this way. I'm going, well, I'm here now. And they said, okay, here, we'll give you this, and then you can just go in. So I went in the south entrance, and which I guess is where you were, right? You were in the south building?
I was in the south building the whole time, yeah.
I think I looked for your, I think I saw it, but you weren't there. I saw your booth.
But so yeah. I'll tell you what happened to me. I've had some issues with my right knee quite a while. And then on the week of, I guess I'd lifted some boxes in a funny way. So I pulled a muscle in my left leg, so I couldn't walk, basically. Oh, yeah. I was using two canes to get around as crutches, and I was in quite a bit of pain. And then I basically spent Friday and Saturday sitting at a table.
Oh.
Coordinating my team.
Huh.
Well, as long as you can do it, I guess that's what matters.
Yeah.
Did you watch any movies while you've been away, Kev?
I'm sorry?
Did you watch any films?
I saw a lot of films.
You can't really move, so I figured you'd be watching movies.
I've sent you over my list. I've seen a lot of movies the last little while. I picked up a few movies, too, so when we discuss that, I'll have a few that I bought.
Fabulous.
As well. So, I was quite busy. And, lots to talk about, for sure.
Great. So, did you do a lot of driving?
you put baby.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to put baby in the corner this time.
You're going to put, nobody puts baby in the corner.
So, I actually had a date night to see Baby Driver.
Night to see Baby Driver. I hope it was with your wife.
It was with my wife. Bob was unavailable, so I had to take her out occasionally.
I saw the movie by myself.
Yeah, normally it would be with Bob, right?
Normally with Bob, yes, but Bob was unavailable.
That's a shame.
So actually my wife suggested...
What?
I said your wife what?
Suggested we go see Baby Driver. This was her choice.
Really?
I was quite impressed.
Well, this is Baby Driver... Directed and written by Edgar Wright.
Correct.
Right. Should I read
this? Ansel Elgort.
Kevin Spacey, John Hamm, John Bernthal, Lily James, Lee, Elza Gonzalez, Jamie Foxx, Paul Williams, and Andrea Fry.
Yeah, the big Andrea Fry.
Never heard of him.
Thanks.
So small, almost like... Glengarry, Glenn Ross type of play cast.
Yeah.
You know, although, I mean, this is not a play movie.
No.
But it's tight. I mean, the interactions are mostly in a certain location, in a warehouse, or in an office building, an abandoned office building. Well, who wants to start?
Bob?
Simon.
I think the film was fabulous. Absolutely so much fun. One of my favorite films of the summer, if not my the favorite film of the summer. I'd have to check, but I would say so. Why is there so much noise on your end, sir?
On my end?
Yeah, tons of it. I thought the stunt car driving scenes were phenomenal.
I loved it.
I liked the interaction between the characters. The music was great. I know he had the music ahead of time, but that's fine with me. I accept that. I liked the musical choices. I liked everything. I only had one small issue near the end, and the kind of turn with Kevin Spacey's character.
Okay.
I thought was a little pushing it for me.
Really?
Did you really, like, him saving baby? Really?
Yeah, well, I never got the sense that Kevin Spacey's character was evil. He was just a businessman. He was motivated, and he stood up for baby when they criticized him. So it was almost like a fatherly relationship.
Okay, I still give you that. But I don't know, that's probably my only issue. I thought John Hamm keeps trying to play comedy. He worked out well. I thought Eliza Gonzalez is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's from the Netflix From Dusk Till Dawn. She plays Santanica Pandemonium.
Oh, okay. I didn't know her. But I think this film works. I like the heists. I like the car chases. Ansel Elgort didn't upset me, which I was quite surprised with. So
I'm not a huge fan of his.
Neither am I.
But he was good. For what it was.
I did, and Lily James, I thought, did a good job for her small role.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx is playing Jamie Foxx, as always.
Yeah, this actually made me want to go back and watch Django.
Yeah. I thought the end of the film was kind of formulaistic. You kind of saw it coming.
Really? I didn't. I thought the actual ending was interesting.
No, I didn't expect the actual. I thought he was going to get away.
Oh,
yeah.
I really thought he would get away at the end.
But he kind of does.
He does, that's true.
He gets away, but he goes through the whole rehabilitation process. Because he was never a bad guy to begin with. And that's the thing, is that Baby just kind of got into this by default. And he wanted to get out of it.
Oh, yeah, but Kevin Spacey wouldn't let him. Like, he owed Kevin Spacey a favor, so.
Made him work it off.
Yeah.
Bob? Well, I agree with you. I love this movie.
It. Oh, sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, you were first.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying that I love this movie. I love everything about it. I love the music. I love the casting. I love the filmography. The driving sequences were fantastic. I was thoroughly entertained by this movie. There's a fair amount of Edgar Wrightism, but I even love the scene where he's, so after the opening bank robbery and, Baby is getting coffee for the team and he puts in his headphones and he puts on the original version of Harlem Shuffle.
Yes.
And you just follow him around. He's completely in his head, listening to this song, and the world is conforming around him, in a sense, right? So, you know, he's at the right spot with the musical instruments. He's at the right spot where words from the song are appearing on the wall behind him as he's walking along. It's like the environment in his world is shaped by how he experiences it through music. Which I thought was an interesting idea for someone with tinnitus who has to drown out the noise in his head.
Yeah, I thought it worked perfectly. I thought everything was good.
Mm-hmm. Bob, what do you think?
Bob?
I really enjoyed it. Well, actually, we're 3-for-3 on this one because it's not a typical Bob movie. I'll agree with that. But I, like, from beginning to end, I was entertained. Like you said, the driving was fantastic.
Driving?
The stunt driving, I guess. Okay. And, like, from beginning to end, I just thought it was great. All the characters I enjoyed. It didn't bore me at all. I thought,
you don't have my problem, Bob.
Yeah, I know. But I really, like, from beginning to end, I thought it was great. And then when they were thinking he got away and it comes back and they actually get caught, he goes to jail, he reforms, and by the end of the movie, she is back with him. And it just, I just really liked it. Ow!
What's wrong?
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Ingrown toenail.
Moving on. Highly recommended.
What?
Absolutely, two thumbs up.
Thumbs up, all the way.
I would say if you see one of any number, like let's say you see 10 movies this year, Baby Driver should be one of those 10.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It's on my top 10 list for the year.
It's also in my top 10.
Well, I haven't finished the year yet, so I'll hold off on making that list, but I'm sure it'll be there.
I've already started.
It may change, but I've started too. There's a couple of movies that were added into my top 10 that I saw at Film Fest. We'll talk about that later.
Next, Bob?
Next one is there's a blonde that's Atomic.
I haven't seen this one, so you'll have to tell me about it.
You have not seen it?
What?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
Actually, you haven't seen this. Seemed like a Kevin movie for sure. Written all over it.
Wasn't a Bob movie, that's for sure.
Atomic Blonde, starring Charlize Theron, James McAvoy, Sophia Patella, John Goodman, Toby Jones, Till Swagger, and Bill Skarsgård. Bob, do I go?
You first.
Atomic Blonde, I thought it had a beautiful look of the film. Like, it had a look I was looking for. I thought Charlize Theron was amazing in her action scenes. I thought she fit the character well. I thought the storyline worked for the most part at times, but I found it very confusing to follow. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I got parts of it I understood perfectly. Then it would jump backwards and forwards and backwards, and they would start second and third. I don't know who was in charge anymore.
Been my problem with other movies.
But I didn't really care, because the action scenes were absolutely phenomenal. Like, you're just literally could watch this with no sound and be much happier, I think.
Really?
Like, the plot is useless. Just throw it out the window. Absolutely terrible. Because it makes no sense. There's no point to it. But the action scenes are great. And, I mean, I'd recommend it just fully for action scenes. Bob?
I'm agreeing with you on that. The action scenes were fantastic. I started out not liking it, and then as the film went on, I got to like it more and more. But I found Charlize's character, I didn't like at first. Like, it looked totally different from what Charlize Theron, I thought, looked like before.
But really?
Yeah.
It didn't look like her.
The whole thing. I thought she, and at the end, I thought she was, what was it?
The Avengers? On the plane?
At the end, when she's, like, killing the rest of the people.
Yes, the Russians.
She looks like, what's her name from Avengers?
Scarlett Johansson?
So I thought she looked like Scarlett Johansson in that scene.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
Because her hair was a darker color, and I don't know. I just
well, she's
at first
pretending she's somebody else.
Yeah,
in the film.
She was pretending she was somebody else all through the film. But I thought James McAvoy and Sophia Patella did a good job. But Charlize, again with the action scenes, like she was great. But I think I'm not going to give it a thumbs up. Per se, but I'm gonna get like not a two thumbs up, but it was good. It's
because you said I gave it a 5 on Twitter.
Yeah,
and you gave me crap for that, said I rated it too high.
I thought so at first, but then I'm looking back and I'm remembering it was okay.
Kevin, you'll probably buy this movie and like it. I think it's a Kevin movie more than
it's a Kevin.
Oh yeah, it's definitely on my list to get when it's available on iTunes.
Yeah, I 100% think you will.
I mean, it looks like what if James Bond was a woman.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yes, it's awesome. I think it's really good. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Have you ever been kidnapped?
Okay.
No, but I know someone that was, and their mother wasn't very happy about it.
Really?
Yeah.
In real life?
No.
Oh.
I did see the movie Kidnap, however.
Oh, you did?
I did. It was starred Halle Berry, Sage Corea, Chris McGann, Lou Temple, and Jason George, and probably more, but I forgot to put it on. I don't remember who directed it.
Who cares?
Who cares? Do you know that I think I've seen this movie done before?
I think you have.
By the same person, Halle Berry. It was called Cell Phone. It's almost the exact same movie.
I can't figure out if I remember seeing Cell Phone.
She did play the exact same character.
Is that what she plays, the 911 operator?
Yeah. Oh, so she wasn't, okay, so it wasn't her kid, but it's similar to that. although her role is sort of not the same.
Kevin?
Yeah?
My wife wanted to see this, so we watched Kidnapped.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part there?
My wife wanted to see this film, so we watched it.
Kidnapped.
Okay.
It is terrible. It looks... Okay, these kids... Halle Berry, for some reason, stepped away from her kid at this busy fair. I don't, that must be you, not me, that sounds, because I don't have anything running.
No, it's me. I had to reboot my computer.
Oh, okay. And somebody's kidnapped her kid, this big, large white woman, and then Halle Berry chases her in her car.
Oh, it's not just the one. It's the guy, too. There's a guy.
I'm going to get there.
Okay. Sorry.
So the woman steals her kid. She catches up. And there's a guy driving, and that's the whole film, these three major characters.
Mm-hmm.
So Halle Berry drives like a crazy woman and catches up to them at one point. I'm like, that's not possible. And everything she does, I'm just like, and she's driving like 150 kilometers. They're driving 200 kilometers on the highway. And just, it's dumb things.
Mm-hmm.
And it just continually goes. I'm like, is this a bad episode of Law and Order? Like, it just, it, the plot was dumb. The script writing was terrible at best. And I thought it should be a direct-to-VOD release at best.
Mm.
Like, I don't know why they put money, but they made money on the film.
Really?
I mean, it got, did terrible in theaters, but it still made a little bit of cash.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And I'm just like, who made this pile of crap? Like, my wife pretty much doesn't complain about anything, said that was terrible a couple times to me. She goes, this is really bad. Like, at one point, the woman gets out of the first car because Halle Berry catches up to them in some park. I don't know how these, neither of these people run out of gas, by the way, until very end during the movie. She finally does what?
Yeah.
An hour into the movie, and she's been driving, what, this fast the whole time? She should have been out of gas a while ago. So she goes to the cop station, of course, and they can't really help her, and they finally help her. And then, but she's already taken off because she, the guy had to go steal another car with her kid because he ran out of gas. It's just like, really? And then she tracks him down to the house, and obviously there's a confrontation. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And then she kills one of the kidnappers, Halle Berry, by pulling them into the water and drowning them.
Halle Berry does this?
Yes.
Really? It weighs about, what, 120 pounds?
Yes. And this woman's got to weigh about 260, 270.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's a big woman. And the other guy kills and... Did he get shot or the car blew up?
She drove the car into a tree.
She drove the car into a tree, killing the other guy.
Wow.
Actually, she hit the woman. Didn't she hit the woman with a frying pan and then goes out into the water and then drowns her?
Something. It was so dumb. I'm just like, this is impossible.
Wow. This is completely uninteresting.
Trash that people need to avoid at all times.
Mm.
Absolutely a painful night of movie watching.
Really?
That's all I have to say.
All right.
I'm going to see. I'm going to bet this right now. The Cult of Chucky.
What did Bob think of it?
What did Bob?
Well, I think I enjoyed it a bit more than Simon, but I was comparing it all the time to Cell Phone. That was my problem. I did enjoy the action scenes where she's driving and then she's saying, "No, you don't. Yeah, I'm going to catch you." And then she's like, "This is the extent a crazy woman will go to save her kid." I can understand that, but at 150 miles an hour, the kidnapper's trying to get her to stop because they hang the kid out the side of the door, which is a little extreme too, but she says, "You slow down or we're going to kill him." Why kidnap him in the first place?
Well, that's my argument, right? They had no attempt. She kept slowing down. But then she kept catching up to them.
Yeah.
They would take off, couldn't see them, and then she would magically guess which road to follow to find them. Like, give me a break.
Oh.
But I think I enjoyed it a bit more than you did because, like, even though I was comparing it, I'm going, "Yeah, it's not bad." Like, I like Halle Berry as a character or an actress or whatever.
She's a terrible actress.
Okay.
Did you see her Oscar-winning role?
Monsters Ball.
I hated that movie.
Yeah, it's not very good.
I'm just like, why is she getting an Oscar for this? Like Melissa Leo sometimes. I'm just like, she deserved one for The Fighter, but she got nominated for Frozen River. And I don't understand why she got nominated. I don't know. Moving on. Let's go to a good film. Something I want
to
discuss.
Would you like to travel to Dunkirk?
Not during this period of this film. No. I'll take a pass. And no boats for me.
No boats? Okay. Oh, sorry. This was directed by Christopher Nolan, who, he of the Dark Knight trilogy, starring Tom Hardy, another Dark Knight personnel. Harry Styles in an acting role. Kenneth Branagh, Fionn Whitehead, Mark Rylance, Damian Bonnard, Lee Armstrong, James Bluer, James Darcy, Miranda Nolan, and Michael Caine. Michael Caine.
Did you mention Kenneth Branagh?
Yes, I did. He was the third name of the actors.
I really wanted to see this, but I missed it.
You missed
what?
It? What?
So I have not seen Dunkirk either.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay, I guess I'm going first.
I guess so, because PSP likes her period pieces, and this would be a period piece, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But even though she's not in it, I just mentioned that.
Nobody wants to talk to her.
All right.
I saw it opening night, THX. I saw it in IMAX.
Kevin, did you like it, though?
This is the loudest movie I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
It is so friggin' loud in IMAX. And I didn't think I would ever hear again.
Really?
It blew my ears off. I have to say, I have one minor quibble about this film, and it's so minor, I should probably be slapped by somebody. They have a CGI scene. At one point, they show the planes flying over Dunkirk.
Yeah.
And it just didn't look right. I'm like, that's not right. It looks too cartoony. And that's my only complaint with the film. I thought all the beach scenes were amazing. I thought the intensity level was amazing. It doesn't really have much of a script, but I don't think it needed one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they let the emotions and the actions and everything of the characters. I mean, those plane scenes when the Germans are coming in and bombing the Allied forces, oh, my God, it was intense. Even though I know what happens. Do you know what I mean? You actually feel for these characters. And, I mean, they introduce you. Is it Finn Whitehead, the main character, or is it Harry Styles?
The guy in the boat. Finn Whitehead was the main character.
Yeah, and it's amazing, Kevin. I cannot tell you how much you need to see this film. This is going to win for sound and mixing, sound editing, anything to do with sound, this film wins.
Okay.
I've never heard anything so good in my life. It blew me away how real this film. I actually felt I went to Dunkirk after watching this film.
Really? Wow.
It blew me away on IMAX. I was intense. Wow. I just thought, I mean, obviously I can't live it in the sense that I've never experienced this, but I definitely got a sense of what those people went through.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like watching the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan again, but a whole film of that.
Okay.
So that's the best thing I can compare it to. I thought this film was a work of art. One of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
That's amazing.
This film did not translate. Like, I felt I was there. The sound was so loud, those plane scenes.
I guess because you saw it in IMAX or whatever. I did not see it in IMAX.
When the planes are coming in, Bob, and do you not feel for the troops as they're getting gunned down?
I felt for them.
And that guy that couldn't get off the boat, every time he thinks he's going to be safe, he gets screwed up again? And those guys are just saying, well, why are you sailing? Because we need to.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds and hundreds. Didn't you feel bad for all these guys going down? The fighter pilots running out of gas.
Yeah.
I think this film was phenomenal. I think it's got the best picture written all over it for so far this year. You're shaking your head. So what do you think's better? Baby Driver?
No.
Doesn't even come close to this.
No. You haven't seen...
Battle of the Sexes?
No. Three Billboards outside of the Missouri.
Okay. So I haven't seen Three Billboards.
This is the movie
of the summer.
It might have a fight.
What was better than this in the summer?
I don't know.
Nothing. Talk about Dunkirk.
Okay. I thought it was good. Like, it's not... It also, like, it was a period piece. I think I just said that. I wouldn't normally go to see that if I, like, but I actually did. I went to see it. I'm going, I should see this. And I thought it was good. You're right. The cinematography was good as well, because, like, they were showing, I don't remember. Okay. Forget it. But, the sound, as you said, was good. You could feel like you were there, as it were. So. I don't know. It was good.
Not typical. You didn't like the sound?
I didn't say that. I like the sound. It'll win for sound. Or it'll be nominated for sound, at least.
Kevin, this is winning for sound. Beautiful.
Okay. I'm
taking it right now. What? Nothing. Kong Skull Island's going to be there?
I don't know. I'm not on the committee that picks the movies.
This movie.
You're not on the committee that picks the movies, either.
This is getting a Best Picture nod.
Okay.
It's getting a Best Director nod.
Sure. Because it's Christopher Nolan.
It's going to win for sound editing and sound mixing. Right now I'm stating that. Nothing's going to beat this film.
Can we play this episode back when the Oscars are rolling around and say...
Well, maybe if you could show up for the episode this year.
The Oscar episode was there.
Wow.
Well, you didn't show up last time. That's what we didn't have one for the first time in 7 years. Because you didn't show up. So, Kevin, there's my pick. I don't think it's going to win for anything like art design. I don't think it may not even win Best Picture. But for right now, this would be my pick.
Sound design. Okay.
It's going to win the sound categories for sure. There's no doubt about it. I recommend seeing this film if you're into war films. I went with two friends. They were both blown away by it.
None of which was me.
Bob wasn't invited because it was a street thing. I went with two people on my street. And it was a Thursday night, and you have to work the next morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, Bob, playing with emojis on your phone at all?
Sometimes I play with them. Sometimes I see them in a movie.
Do you?
Yeah, I also see emoticons sometimes. That's the funniest part of the movie that was in. Like the old school emojis? Like the ones. Oh, you mean this movie that's directed by Tony Leondis?
That's the one.
Oh, that one. And starring the voices of... And it's a list. T.J. Miller, James Corden, Anna Faris, Maya Rudolph, Stephen Wright, Jennifer Coolidge, Patrick Stewart. Actually, Stephen Wright played the father of the T.J. Miller character. Let me go back. Jennifer Coolidge, Patrick Stewart. Well, it was a surprise to hear that he was doing a voice for that. Sofia Vergara, Rachel Ray, Christina Aguilera, Sean Hayes, Jake T. Austin, Tony Leondis, and Tara Strong, of course. The queen of animated movie voices. Simon?
You go first. I went first.
Maybe Kevin wants to go
Kevin
first.
Kevin has not seen the Emoji Movie. What? That money.
Okay.
I guarantee you that I have not seen the Emoji Movie.
No. Oh, okay. I saw it. I thought it was okay. I went to see it by myself, and I'm going, am I the only adult in here by themselves?
And I'm sure that happened.
The answer is yes.
Yes, I think it did. I saw this movie. It was enjoyable. It wasn't as great as I thought it would be. Like, I saw the trailers for it. Simon doesn't see trailers, so...
You're expecting it to be great?
I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Not a great, but at least I wanted to enjoy it more than I did.
Did you think I had an 8-year-old daughter? I had no choice. Her favorite thing on the planet is emojis. She loves emojis.
Yeah.
I saw Emoji Movie. Don't worry.
I know. Yeah, I'm not worried. I saw it. I laughed. There was a couple of times where I chuckled when he says, there was a scene where, like, the old emoticons, like the two dots and the whatever that's called, for a smile, they walk by. He says, I don't pick on senior citizens. I thought that was cute. The rest of the movie was okay. Like, Candy Crush, I don't watch and play that, so if that was over my head. I'm going, okay, it was an okay movie.
Oh, God. Kevin?
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it was great.
It was okay when the closing credits, and it was like an hour 22. That was okay about the film.
Okay.
This is painful. What it's about is about Emoji who's trying to emote. What is he? He's got a certain kind
He's meh.
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 And the kid... There's a kid in the movie, so it has, like, you know, fake kids, and he likes another kid. They're, like, teenagers, and he's trying to send her the meh emoji.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to send – that wasn't on purpose. He sent her meh on by mistake. He wanted to send a smile or something.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And he made a mistake, and he says, mess up. He's going – he wanted to give a bigger range of emotion than just meh. So – He's breaking the system, actually.
Did you speak already? And do you mind if I speak now?
You asked me.
Did you have a chance? No, I didn't actually. You interrupted me. So I'll continue. Thank you. So the kid's got to do this, right, Gav?
I interrupted for a reason. You asked me if the guy was doing it. The kid was sending a thing to his girl.
Okay, the girl that likes it. Okay, it doesn't matter. So that's the whole film, is that the kid's going to get his phone rebooted because it stopped working. Because he thinks it stopped working because this emoji didn't do the proper emote of the emoji. So he has to get, then the guys start chasing him, the emoji boys. And there's the whole movie. So they got to go through this whole process to get to the end of the thing to fix the problem.
Wow.
And I'm not joking.
Wow.
Listening to T.J. Miller natter on for an hour and 22 minutes was just awful.
You like comedians.
He's not doing comedy. Well, I mean, what was the most exciting part of this movie?
I have no idea.
Kevin, this is one pile of crap. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? It's so bad that my phone is reconnecting.
Oh, wow. It likes you. There's nothing to tell you good about this film. I mean, Jailbreak's a horrible character. They have to go through different games. Oh, you know how they get to the end of the game? They have to play Dance Dance Revolution.
Wow, that's dated.
And then they have to do Candy Crush. What has that got to do with emojis? This movie is on my top 10 worst of the year. It is unwatchable. Like, I don't know who decided, oh, emojis are popular. Let's make a movie about emojis that don't have any emotions. And then, right. Of course, at the end of the film, this emoji becomes the most popular emoji there is. Yay for Emoji Man.
Because he's able to and just go.
They figured out he can do more than one thing.
So, I know I wasn't interested.
Well, you didn't miss anything. I mean, do you know anybody that saw this movie and liked it besides Bob?
What? You guys are the only two people I know that saw this movie.
Well, I have kids, so I don't really have a choice.
I have a choice.
And your kids.
Can we kick it old school and do Assassin's Creed?
If you want to do Assassin's Creed, then sure.
Okay, Assassin's Creed, Michael Fassbender, and I can't remember anybody else. Oh, yes, I do. Rachel Weisz?
No, it was that French actress, Marilyn Cotillard.
Cotillard, okay.
Yeah, and Jeremy Irons.
So why did you want to watch Assassin's Creed? Did you play the game, or what was it?
Well, you know, it was on Netflix.
Oh, was it? I know, I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to do that. I've played the game before. I mean, essentially, it's the game.
It is?
So, yeah, the game is very similar. Basically, you're in the future, and you are accessing through a computer program the memories of your ancestor, who was a knight, whatever, like a secret order assassin. And so in this case, they're trying to find someone who's of a certain bloodline, and they find Michael Fassbender, whose mother was murdered. And anyway, they go back through and they find, like, he starts reliving certain things that happened in, like, 16th century France. And they're trying to find a certain item, some holy relic that will allow them to do something. So, I don't know. I really found the plot was kind of dull, and the effects weren't that great. And the movie plays like a video game.
You are correct on everything you said.
So, I'm like, no, I thought it was kind of a step down for
Fassbender?
Fassbender, yeah.
I had high hopes for this film, too.
I mean, to see Julie Christie slumming it by being the head of the Knights Templar or whatever it was.
Oh, my God, was that Julie Christie?
Yeah.
I don't think I even recognized her.
Oh, no, sorry, it was Charlotte Rampling.
Yes, that now, like, really? Yeah, okay, Charlotte Rampling, I'll give you a mark. Julie Christie, I think I would have recognized her.
Yeah. So, yeah, Charlotte Rampling. This was not good. It's not even good as a time waster.
No, it was terrible on all levels.
Mm.
It made no sense at all.
They saw this as the beginning of a franchise film.
They did.
Yeah, they're wrong.
I agree.
Yeah, better forgotten. Just put out the next game and move on.
I don't know. I mean, I guess this goes to superhero movies. Video game, are we ever going to see a good video game movie?
I'm sure there probably is. You know, maybe the new Tomb Raider movie will be something else.
But isn't that the only one that's been any good?
Well, the old Tomb Raider wasn't very good. But
the first two, I haven't seen them in so long. I'm trying to think, did I like them or not?
I think they were okay.
Okay, maybe I can't remember. We need to watch them again, I guess, when the new one
comes out. Angelina Jolie?
Oh, yeah, I met her this year. She was really nice. She did it. Gave me a little scribble. Perfect.
She's retired.
I don't know what the point of these super, like, I watched Assassin's Creed going, I don't understand this. I don't understand this movie. How hard can this film be to make? It's a video game.
Right.
Lift one of the scripts from the video game, pretty much, and add some more dialogue.
Well, that's the thing, was the video game thing is you go back in time to a certain scenario, and then you have to perform certain tasks. And if you screw up and die, then it just takes you back to the previous start point, and you go back again.
Exactly.
It says you de-rezzed, and now you have to go back in and redo the whole mission. And you get all these little notes, as you know, like, oh, this thing is 400 yards away, and it gives you all sorts of information on the screen. But, I mean, as a video game experience, okay, I get it, but as a movie experience, no, it was a complete waste.
Okay, moving along. Do you want to do one of yours or one of Kevin's?
Let's do one of Kevin's.
Why him?
Why him?
Or are we going to do Ghost classic. In the Shell? I'll give you a choice.
Let's do why him.
Okay, you saw Ghost in the Shell, we didn't do it?
I saw Ghost in the Shell. I didn't say we didn't do it.
Oh, okay, do why him.
I don't remember.
Bryan Cranston. We've done Bryan Ghost Cranston, in the Shell.
James Franco.
We've done that.
Kiss.
Sure.
Yeah, we did. We did 181.
Okay. So you did why him or
Ghost in the Shell. I looked it up while we were talking.
Okay.
Why him? I mean, this is supposed to come out at Christmas. It got delayed to like February or January. It was late coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, was this supposed to be funny at some point?
I'm assuming it was supposed to be.
I don't think I might have had one laugh at the toilet scene, and that might have been it.
Mm-hmm. Or the moose in urine?
I can't remember. I think I gave it a 4 out of 10.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That means that's probably mildly amusing.
I would rank it up there as mildly amusing as well. It was not funny.
I'm trying to think if I found any scene funny. I can't think of one, other than the bathroom scene was kind of interesting.
I thought it was funny when Kiss shows up.
See, I don't remember. I saw this like 2 years ago when it came out.
So he's not going to propose, but he flies to Detroit or wherever they're from. And then Gene Simmons and Ace, whatever, wherever the guy.
Paul Stanley, they come at the end of the
Paul
film.
Stanley. Yeah, and they in full makeup. And then they stop and he says, why don't you go in and have a drink? And they walk into this house and they're kind of like, they're just like normal guys, but they're dressed up in the Kiss makeup. And I thought that was amusing. That was about the funniest thing.
I thought his butler was good, the guy that was helping him out.
Isn't that the guy from Key and Peele?
It could have been, yes.
One of the guys from Keanu.
Yeah, I never need to discuss Keanu again in my life. Yeah, this is just one of those bad, watchable comedies.
Yeah, like one of those silly things. It's like the potential son-in-law is a doofus. And, he's got to try to end that. I thought the Eye in the Sky computer program was funny.
Yes.
Constantly, and so when the wife is drunk and he's, you know, she's feeling frisky and the computer is talking to them, I thought that was amusing. But other than that, I wouldn't say it was like it's not something I would say go out and you've got to see this movie. It's basically if you've got nothing to watch and it's a Tuesday night and, you know, there it is on Netflix.
I guess so. I mean, it's not what Netflix has come to.
No. I guess so. That's what it is for me. It's like, what can I watch that I haven't seen?
Okay. Have you seen DC Superhero Girls?
No, I absolutely have not seen
DC. Why did you not watch DC Superhero Girls? It's got Harley Quinn.
Because I have no way to see that.
Well, I did. They have a few feature-length films, and
this was one of them.
This was one of them. My daughter's a big Harley Quinn fan, so.
Oh, yes.
I tried to spend time with her to watch these movies.
Do you find that strange?
That she likes Harley Quinn? Yes.
Yes.
But she doesn't know Harley Quinn is a bad person, though.
Oh, really?
She only knows Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad.
Well, she's a bad person in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but all the little girls think she's popular because she's a girl character, right? So they all went out as Harley Quinn for Halloween last year, so.
Uh-huh.
So me and my daughter watched DC Superhero Girls, and I don't know which one it is because Bob can put the name of it on the list.
You sent me the list.
Okay. But it's basically one where they get attacked at the church by the new god somewhat.
Yeah. So
it is terrible.
Yes.
It's like designed for, I don't know, six-year-old
kids. It was an Olympic game thing. It was the Olympic Games.
Oh, Kevin.
That's what we're doing.
Dialogue, animation, terrible.
The animation was okay.
Terrible.
Okay.
So cookie cutter and basic. No doubt. It's unwatchable garbage again from DC. Are you okay?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did your daughter like it?
She loved it.
See, I think that's the thing, right?
I thought it was cute.
Bob.
What do you mean, yeah, Bob? What does that mean?
Okay.
Bob.
Are we moving on? Like, I have anything else to say about this piece of junk?
No.
And then it's unwatchable?
No.
Like, okay, here, we'll back this up. Would you rewatch this or rewatch Emoji Movie? Because I've seen Emoji Movie 4 times.
I'd probably watch both. I think I'd rewatch Emoji Movie before I'd watch this.
It's not like having a kid that had a sleepover that night, so you get to watch Emoji Movie again. And guess what? They fell asleep. They started again the next day. Are you killing me, Kevin? Are they trying to kill me?
I'm not trying to kill you.
My kids are making me watch Emoji Movie 4 times.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, Daddy doesn't like it, but I do. Let's put it on again. Oh, okay, good idea. No, let's see. Talk about something else I hated. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean number 5. Directed by somebody.
Is it the normal guy that directed it?
No. Some new guys.
Who cares?
It's not Gore Verbinski or whoever did the other ones.
Oh, he didn't direct this one?
No.
Oh, well. Who cares? Kevin, why did they make these films? Just to torture me?
Yes.
You know what? The last one was so bad.
We want to torture Simon, so we'll make these movies.
But Disney has so much money riding on it, and Johnny Depp just loves to play the character of Jack Sparrow.
But this film is just as bad as the last one.
They want to torture you.
So tell us about this film, Simon. Yeah, and why is it so bad?
Why is it so bad?
It's boring. They just rehash stuff from the first two movies. Oh, let's bring back Will Turner. Let's bring back this. Let's bring back Squid Face. You know, let's wrap up Will Turner's story. I don't care, Kevin. I just get confused watching this film. The editing is brutal. The storyline is convoluted.
Okay, do you know what the story is on this movie?
I saw it when it came out, and I've forgotten it just as quickly.
All right, so Will Turner's son is trying to free his father.
That's right.
Right? So in order to do that, he needs to find the Trident of Poseidon.
And he finds it, yeah. And they're underwater, and oh my God, make no sense.
But he's tasked on the mission by this Portuguese captain who is trapped in the Devil's Triangle because of Jack Sparrow.
Yes, Javier Bardem.
And he and his undead crew are trapped there. So they task as the one surviving person on the ship, Will Turner's son. And then it turns out there's a young woman who has a book with a red crystal that will light up under certain conditions and, you know, show you where to go to find the trident. So she turns out to be Barbossa's daughter. So Jeffrey Rush's daughter. She's very pretty, and she's quite amusing. She's actually kind of funny. You know what? I didn't hate this movie as much as you did.
Oh, couldn't stand it.
I thought it was clever. I thought that the effects work was interesting. I don't like Javier Bardem all the time, and I didn't like him in this movie. But I did like Jeffrey Rush, and I did like Johnny Depp, and I did like the two young actors. And I like the plot of going to find this Poseidon's trident. There's a one scene in particular, which I actually saw at a preview a few months before the film opened. And it's basically they're in a rowboat,
yes,
trying to get and she swims for it, and then the young guy is about to jump in, and basically an undead shark tries to eat him. And then they're fighting off these undead sharks. And I thought that was really witty, and the fact that they couldn't go on land and all that. I thought that was quite good.
I saw this when it came out and hated it. Oh, and I'm coming out going, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with Johnny Depp. I have been for 3 years. It's Mordecai, and I'm sticking to it.
And I liked... and there's a funny scene where she says, I'm a horologist. And the pirates are all like, oh...
Yeah,
sorry, but that's hey, love. You know, whatever you do for a living, that's fine. She goes, you have no idea what a horologist is. And he's like, my mom was a horologist. She says, mostly it was vertical. You know, and horse, I don't know, anyway. I thought that was quite amusing. So, I was entertained enough by this movie that I would say I liked it better than the last one.
I'm glad somebody did. I just think I'm done. I just don't like this franchise. I didn't like the first one. I didn't like the second one. I don't like any of them.
The thing that drives me crazy is that for 2.5 hours you're dum dum da dum 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 dum, and just over and over and over again. That music.
Oh, I agree.
You know, I wasn't impressed by that.
I agree. Okay, moving along. My Scientology movie, I saw when it first came out, so you might have to... I remember bits of it.
So, basically, a BBC documentarian has decided to make a movie about Scientology.
He did, I remember.
And so... Anyway, it's kind of interesting in that... he doesn't have permission to do this. Scientology's not being cooperative.
Well, why would they be? They don't seem to be cooperative to anybody.
No. And he's interviewed to people who were formerly of...
Scientology.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Travolta's handler is one of them.
And then he's... But he's doing it as a... Okay, since they won't let me film anything... I'm going to make it, I'm going to recreate stuff with actors. So I'm going to hire someone. So part of the movie is the interview process of I'm interviewing an actor who's going to play Tom Cruise. And I'm going to interview a guy that plays the head of Scientology. That kind of thing. So, and part of it is this whole casting process. And then running through the whole idea of how you... how they blackmailed the guys that were helping him.
Yeah.
And their methods of doing it, of shaming him and all that stuff. It's, I thought it was interesting.
I thought it was fascinating. I love this film. I've just had enough of the Scientology movement. I just think it needs to go away, but I don't understand how it got.
Still is around and still doing so well. But yeah, that's, you know, anyway, it's kind of crazy how corrupt they are.
Yeah, I mean, Leah Remedy's got a show on it now, and I mean, it keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
I think it's worth watching. I'm interested in this stuff, so I do watch these films.
Well, it's just like they're shooting randomly, and then they notice a person across the street with a camera shooting them. and they go over to ask the guy who he is and where he's from. And he's like, I don't know, I'm just hired to do this. She hired me, but he points to a woman who's like 20 feet away.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, this is what they do. The guy that runs it documents everything on film.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just said it was interesting.
I like it. I'll keep watching. The more they make of these, the more I'll watch them.
But it was very tongue-in-cheek. It was kind of like, I don't have permission to do this, so I'm just going to try to make this the best way that I can.
Yeah, which I thought was fair.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you buy, Kev?
What did I buy?
Well, besides potato chips or whatever you're eating.
I was having sunflower seeds.
What?
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, sunflower seeds. Can't eat them. Mm-hmm. Don't like them.
So, Batman and Harley Quinn.
Which I will watch for two shows from now.
Ghost in the Shell.
Seen it.
Baywatch.
Seen it.
Pirates.
Seen it.
Wonder Woman.
Seen it.
Baby Driver.
Seen it.
I believe that's it.
See, I've seen them all. Look how good I am.
Oh, right there.
Look how good I am.
Yeah, there you go.
Bob, did you buy anything?
I don't remember buying anything.
Bob hasn't bought anything.
I'd say that. Left. I said I don't remember buying
anything. Bob doesn't remember buying anything.
Was that memorable?
There is one thing I'm not going to buy, but I'll probably watch. I'm watching a lot of indie films that people have sent me.
Yeah.
Doing some more indie interviews, and I'm looking forward to The Cult of Chucky that just came out recently.
You mean Chucky as in the doll?
Oh, yeah, I've seen every one of them. I love them. They're so bad.
Huh.
I don't find them believable in any way.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's it. Until our next show, I'm Simon.
Intern.
I'm Kevin.
And if they make it?
Simon forces me to watch it however long it will be before I actually watch it.
To contact us, please email at extrafeatures@gmail.com and join us at our Facebook page.